The Hill's Reply by Torrio Vesas. Now that they've arrived after their great journey and their mysterious experiences, the dance will break free. They have reached their goal in the land of snow. And before one is prepared for this rare sight, it happens. The crane is dancing. The marsh has acquired a new content, a hidden magnitude brought by the crane. The marsh has been lying here, knowing about it all winter. The crane is dancing now. Look at it at once and then never again. The crane is dancing. Look at it once and for all. The cold marsh moisture penetrates my clothes and my skin. My position is cramped, making many muscles ache or sleep, but I scarcely feel it. It is not important, I think, only of concealing as much of myself as possible. How long have I been lying without moving and become one with marsh moisture and marsh cold and with all the puddles around me? I don't know. It is not relevant. One does not inquire about time or moistures. The cranes began dancing. Something broke out in them, together with the spring, and broke out as dance with extraordinary gestures and strange exaggerations. They are certainly not thinking as clearly now as when they came sweeping in over the land. Their sight is not as keen. In the fever of the dance, they are moving gradually in my direction. They are much closer than before, in their stiff, solemn, yet harrowing dance. Blinded by the dance, they do not see the strange tussock, still, for some reason, moving in this direction. Soon they will be close beside me. Oh no, it won't happen. The ritual will not make them so blind as to trample on me, but gradually I am among them all the same. That's the effect they have on me. Come closer, I wish in my delirium. It's a strong wish. Stronger than necessary, perhaps, if this were observed from the outside, but extremely important to me in the moss. They dance and mime, and this is important. Their curious writings in the ritual seem to become extremely important to me too. Come closer. They come closer as the pace quickens, but not on account of me and my delirium. Perhaps there is something about their movements that causes it, that guides them. Again, one has to ask, do I see this, or have I fallen deep into marsh stream? Is it mirrored in all these blurred marsh eyes round about, as in mine? One has to ask, who is this, dancing and gesticulating? Do I see it? Crane after crane, what does it mean? It could have been a dream, it is true. But it is no dream. I'm lying in the marsh all wet, and I know that it is real.